When defensive lineman Carl Nassib of the Las Vegas Raiders came out on his Instagram yesterday, he talked about the importance of supporting young people who identify as LGBTQ.
I actually hope that, like, one day videos like this and the whole coming out process are just not necessary. But until then, you know, I'm going to do my best and do my part to cultivate a culture that's accepting, that's compassionate, and I'm going to start by donating $100,000 to the Trevor Project.
Joining us now from the Trevor Project is Amit Paley, CEO and Executive Director of the nonprofit, which is focused on suicide prevention. Amit, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here. Carl's coming out is significant for the NFL. He's 28 years old and the first active player to come out as gay. What does this mean for you?
It means a lot. I mean, I was born in the 80s, and growing up in the 80s and 90s, there were not that many role models of people that were out. I mean, I remember when Ellen DeGeneres came out, and it was such a significant moment. I was not yet out, and there was huge backlash. That also coincidentally is the year that the Trevor Project was founded. So to go from a period, which isn't that long ago, in 1998, where someone like Ellen DeGeneres coming out for a period of time ruined her career and faced with a lot of backlash and lack of acceptance, to someone like Carl coming out and getting this huge amount of support, I think it does show that huge amount of progress. It's inspiring and it's meaningful, I think, to young people in a very profound way.
You know, it occurred to me that the response to Carl's announcement is somewhat different than what we saw with Michael Sam, who was an All-American defensive lineman at the University of Missouri, who announced he was gay before being chosen by the Rams. We're talking just a few short years ago. Have you seen this change and shift in the way that society is accepting these types of announcements in different ways that we haven't before?
I think we're definitely seeing changes in society, and that there is, in many different parts of society, more acceptance and support for LGBTQ people. And I think it's really important that we recognize that that is not uniformly true, and that there are still many parts of society where there is a lack of acceptance for LGBTQ people, and specifically for some identities within the LGBTQ community. And here I'm particularly talking about transgender and non-binary young people. This is Pride Month, and this is such an exciting and important announcement. And at the same time, we have states across this country that are trying to attack LGBTQ young people, and we have politicians that are trying to prevent transgender young people from being able to participate in sports. So I think this is an incredibly important moment that we should celebrate and look at the progress that has been made, and also recognize how much more progress there is still to go.
This donation from Carl, it's $100,000. What impact will it have on your organization?
It's going to have a huge impact on our organization. This has been a very, very difficult year for LGBTQ young people. COVID-19 has cut off many sources of support. We've had many LGBTQ young people who've been trapped in homes with families that are unsupportive, or in some cases, physically and emotionally abusive. And we've had all these political attacks on LGBTQ young people. So this donation is going to allow us to expand our life-saving programs for LGBTQ youth and make sure we can send a clear message to them that they are not alone and they always have somewhere they can reach out to for help.
Nassib said in his video that one day he hopes that videos like the one he did won't be needed anymore. And that's the world you're trying to create.
That is the world we're trying to create. And I also hope for that. I thought it was such a beautiful message that he put out, because he really, in the message, tried to center and focus on the needs of LGBTQ youth. And I think we all pray for a day where it's not news that someone is truthful and open about who they are. It's not news that people are being accepted. It's not news that people succeed in all walks of life, regardless of their sexual orientation or gender identity. We're not there yet, and we have a lot of work that we need everyone to do to get there. But I believe in the arc of the moral universe bending towards justice. And I think one day we can hopefully get there where announcements like this are not news at all.
Amit Paley is the CEO and Executive Director of the Trevor Project, a nonprofit that is focused on suicide prevention for LGBTQ youth. Amit, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.